NFL Draft 2025 winners and losers including Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-04-2018-16:12:48.119z, description colon BBC Sport looks at the big winners and losers from an eventful NFL draft, headlined by Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders contrasting fortunes, Who are the big winners and losers from the NFL draft? Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Colorado teammates Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders had contrasting fortunes at the NFL draft, Paul Hyam, BBC Sport journalist, published, April 28, 2025, 135 comments. As usual, the NFL draft provided plenty of talking points, with Shedeur Sanders' epic slide and the Jacksonville Jaguars trading up two of the biggest. There was not quite the depth of star names involved this year, but still plenty of intrigue, and although you can never really gauge just how well teams have done, there are clear opinions on both. Kem Ward was picked first by the Tennessee Titans, but there has been none of the fanfare that usually accompanies that selection, as it was widely expected and there was plenty of drama elsewhere. But who have been seen as the big winners and losers from the draft in Green Bay? All 32 picks from the first round of the 2025 NFL Draft, Titans select Ward first in NFL Draft but Sanders snubbed, published 4 days ago, Jaguars jump up to land Travis Hunter, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Travis Hunter is seen as one of the brightest NFL prospects for years, seen as the best receiver and the best cornerback in the entire draft, Travis Hunter could be one of the biggest stars for years in the league. So much so that the Jacksonville Jaguars gave the Cleveland Browns their second-round pick and next year's first-rounder to grab him at number 2 in the draft. Baby-faced Jaguars general manager James Gladstone is just 34, the second-youngest to ever hold the position with an NFL team, and he has signaled his intentions to be aggressive from the very start. It is a bold move, but star players can help teams build empires in the NFL, and having a difference maker on both offense and defense is something the league has hardly ever seen before. Hunter will primarily play as a wide receiver at first, forming an explosive partnership with Brian Thomas Jr. that gives quarterback Trevor Lawrence immense firepower. If Hunter can also work his magic in limited defensive packages, then the Jags really could have pulled off a masterstroke, the Shedeur Sanders slide saga. Where do you start with Shedeur Sanders? In truth, not being picked in the first round was not that big a shock, as only a handful of teams were in the market for a first-round quarterback, and not many held a pressing need for a QB at all. And despite what his famous father Deion Sanders proclaimed, the Colorado quarterback did not show truly elite NFL talent in college. Dropping down to the fifth round at pick 144 overall was a surprise though, as five other quarterbacks were taken before him, including by the Cleveland Browns, who eventually picked up Sanders. Sanders had a lavish draft party set up but had to watch as pick by pick and round by round went by without his name being called, and although he took it with good grace, that really would have hurt. Some say he has an entitled, arrogant personality that caused his slide, some say it was personal, but now he has to prove himself in a crowded quarterback room in Cleveland at a team that picked six other players, including a quarterback, ahead of him. And such is the new way of college athletes being able to get paid. Sanders has already earned millions as a big name with lucrative marketing deals, but his draft slide has cost him, as his fifth-round contract will be about $5 million, £3.7 million, when even being a low first-round pick would have earned him about $18 million, £13.5 million. Sanders selected by Browns as NFL Draft's 144th pick, published 2 days ago, did the confusing Cleveland Browns win or lose? Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, was Sanders always the plan for the Cleveland Browns? All you want to see from your team at the draft is a plan, and if the Browns have one, they disguised it pretty well. It could still be a success if a number of gambles pay off, notably passing up the chance to pick Hunter, which could be a massive mistake if he becomes a league legend. The extra first-round pick they have next year though could make it look inspired. And then there is picking Sanders as their second quarterback, after also selecting Dylan Gabriel earlier. The expensive but injured Deshaun Watson, veteran former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are joined by two rookies all vying for a starting spot. A best-case scenario sees both Gabriel and Sanders push each other into a genuine quarterback battle with both being quality choices, but it could also lead to more misery at the position for the Browns. And famous father Deion Sanders will not be quiet in the background if things do not go his son's way. Brady's Raiders solid and get a star. The Las Vegas Raiders have made some dodgy picks down the years, but with veteran head coach Pete Carroll and part owner Tom Brady to lean on, first-time general manager John Spitek delivered a very solid draft. He made 11 pretty reasonable picks, starting with a star running back in Ashton Jeanty, who together with veteran quarterback Geno Smith could give the offense new life. They picked two wide receivers and added a third with Montana State quarterback Tommy Mellett expected to switch to wideout and special teams. And Brady will certainly have been consulted about their sixth-round quarterback selection Kim Miller from North Dakota State. Miller had 9,721 passing yards and 81 touchdowns in college, but also ran for 2,277 yards and 48 rushing scores, so could be one to watch if he develops as Smith's backup. Aggressive Atlanta overpay, then Sanders' apology. The Atlanta Falcons needed a pass rush, but maybe they went overboard trying to solve it, when not only selecting Jalen Walker with the 15th pick overall but also doing an ambitious trade to get back into the first round. They gave up a first-rounder next year to draft James Pierce Jr., by no means a slam dunk, and a hefty price to pay for a bit of a swing. Atlanta have form though as they drafted quarterback Michael Penix Jr. in last year's first round despite handing Kirk Cousins $100 million just before it. The questionable trade was followed by sheer embarrassment as it emerged the son of Atlanta's defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich made a prank call to Sanders pretending to be the New Orleans Saints about to draft him. The Falcons issued an apology, as did 21-year-old Jax Ulbrich, but it still left a bitter taste. Related topics, Super Bowl American football, more on this story, Falcons apologize to Sanders over prank call, published one day ago. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 135, top stories, how Arteta, Flick and Luis Enrique are inspired by Guardiola, published 5 hours ago. Live. Champions League latest, Arsenal and PSG set for semi-final showdown, latest, 3049 viewing 3K viewing, food by candlelight and no showers at Madrid Open. Published 1 hour ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, a gritty crime saga set in Liverpool starring Sean Bean, Louis Theroux visits the West Bank to meet Israeli settlers, Panorama investigates the truth about baby food pouches, the doctor and Belinda face absolute terror. Elsewhere. In sport, how Arteta, Flick and Luis Enrique are inspired by Guardiola, Liverpool still need new blood, where will slot strengthen? Who are the big winners and losers from the NFL draft? How are we still here? Class of 92 graduates still going strong. PSG worry me more than Real Madrid video. PSG worry me more than Real Madrid. A mole, a lion, and a confession. Premiership rugby talking points. Could Wrexham really reach the Premier League? Meet the heavyweight who teaches in sign language. The contenders to derail England's home World Cup. A moment 35 years in the making. This was Anfield's day of destiny. Eubank narrowly beats Ben. Extended highlights. Video: Eubank narrowly beats Ben. Extended highlights. Soap opera twists and fatherly love. But what next for Eubank and Ben? No one expected this. How Slot guided Liverpool to the title. Man City beat Forest to reach FA Cup final. Video: Man City beat Forest to reach FA Cup final. Who has made Troy's Premier League team of the week? London Marathon breaks world record for most finishers. Marathon, one of the best experiences of my life. 20 times. But now Man Utd must exit Ice Age. What next for Crystal Palace after WSL relegation? Resilient England finally get test they needed. Home news, sport, business, innovation. Culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC BBC emails for you advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window_underscore_underscore equals window_underscore_underscore initial_data_underscore_equals_backslash_data_backslash:colon/global/navigation/country=it/and/language=engb/and/service=commercial/colon/global/navigation/comma/props/colon/country/colon/language/colon/language/it/comma/language/language/colon/service/colon/commercial